Daniel's going to go ahead and turn it on, and we will get started, and I will turn it over to Daisy, who's our chair of the Student Activities Fee Committee.
Thank you. After further review of information after last week's meeting, we have made revisions to our proposal, and I'd like to motion that any credit hours from 1 through 7 be raised to $21, and credit hours 8 through 23 be raised to $27.
I second that motion.
Can I ask you for a clarification? Was that for four terms or for two?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's for four terms. Okay. And if anyone would like to start a discussion?
Well, I'd like to ask our student activities coordinator if that's going to give him enough money to do all the wonderful things your department's doing for students.
Mike Splatter, student activities coordinator. Upon review of the recommendation of the board, that will provide for future growth. As we discussed last time, the fee hadn't been raised for about seven and a half years. So we'd like to plan for probably about 7 to 10 years before we'd have to come back to the board for future money. So I feel that would be adequate. And as we stated last week, the student fee has given a lot back to the college and the community, and that would provide for future capital improvements for the college and the growth, as stated by the chairwoman, for the students. Yes.
Why don't you have Mr. Evans give you some information about the calculations that he came up with, and what I had told him was based upon your last proposal, and this is Donetta Suchon.
Yes, please, Mr. Evans.
Thank you, committee members. Let me clarify a couple of things. You're 1 through 7, that's $21 per student taking 1 to 7 hours, correct?
Yes, sir.
And 27 for 8 to 23, okay.
Yes, sir.
There's about a little over 11,000 students for the fall and spring semester. So they give you about $320,000 roughly. Probably you pick up another 50 to 60,000 in the summer. So I'm thinking this should be right at $380,000 to $400,000 with those fees. Right now we collect around $330,000. That sound right? I think that's what we budget. Okay. So I think this will give you a little more. And I think that I like the idea that part-time students are actually paying their share of using the facilities, because they use it probably equally or as much as some of the full-timers. Okay. Let me go on and say that we looked at the law, and by statute, community colleges are not tied to having to charge a fee that's tied to credit hours taken by a student. So you can go with the flat fee. We have noted that in the law, so we're fine with that. Even after this, I'll get a legal interpretation anyway, but it's pretty straightforward, I feel like, within the statute.
Okay.
Questions?
I don't have any questions at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I would also like to add, I think we went over it last week, but for the people that weren't here, I would like to add that being that we haven't changed the budget in 7 years, keep in mind the things that we have added after the budget was raised 7 years ago. We've added a lot of activities and positions, not only for staff, but for, I mean, not only for students, but for staff as well. And giving back to the community, the school, we're able to do things and expand off of the budget raised 7 years ago. But since we've expanded so much, this raise in the budget now will enable us to further grow and expand and be able to give back more to our students, our staff, and our community together. So I just want to keep that in mind as well.
Well, I agree with that, because we want to convince students and other people that Lee College is a great place to go, that we offer a lot more than just a classroom.
Right.
And I think it's very important.
I agree. And as Mr. Evans touched on, part-time students, we feel, should have to pay their way too, because as Anthony brought up last week, full-time students have the same opportunities as part-time students. Everyone has the opportunities to use the gym, to come in the game room, cool off between classes, play pool. We have the Campus Activity Board has so many events throughout the year that has, you know, you get a lot of free stuff, and it's just fun, makes people want to come. And if anything, part-time students have more opportunity to do that, because full-time students, the majority of their time on campus is in class. So that's why we feel that it's fair to raise, you know, both fees, because everyone has an equal opportunity, regardless of their personal life, whether they have full-time jobs or anything, while they're here at Lee College, everyone has an equal opportunity to use all of the advantages and things that are offered by the college.
So I'm going to repeat this just to make sure that I understand what right. The proposal is, and I apologize. I know it's been done at least twice.
No, it's fine.
If you enroll in 1 to 7 hours, your rate will be $21
yes,
per
sir.
Semester. So that's going to be fall, spring, summer one, summer two.
Yes, sir.
That would be the rate you would pay. If you enroll in 8 hours or more, you will pay $27.
Yes, sir.
In any of those terms you enroll in.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that's the way it needs to be worded too, because I think the way you said it was to 23 hours. And there is a possibility on how many sessions are within a term that there could be a student who takes more than 23 hours.
Okay.
So just to cover that, just have it say 8 or more hours.
When you consider
okay.
the minis.
Agreed. Yes. Yeah.
Was there a question or a comment?
Yes, Madam Speaker. I'm a student. My name's Randy Tarbell. I have a question. With the rate of inflation and how the prices are going up with everything, do we feel that this is going to be enough, or do we think it should be raised even more? Because as the prices are going up, the cost of things to do these activities, to bring in the materials to do them, the prices are going up because everybody's prices are going up, with fuel going up, the economy going up. Do y'all think that $100 will accurately be enough, or should we raise it $4 or even $5?
After reviewing our numbers over, like I said, the last 7 years since it was raised, we have been dealing with the inflation and different prices and all of the things that we want to do with the extra money we've already been dealing with since the last budget raise. So after reviewing and studying our numbers, we do feel like these raises are appropriate and will cover what we need to further expand.
Also, is there a provision for if employees need a a raise or a 3% increase? Is this covered within the amount of funds that you're proposing?
I'm not sure I'm understanding your question. You mean staff here on campus?
Yeah, the staff on campus. If they're given a raise, will the $3 extra from the student fees, will that be enough to cover it and the student activities?
This proposal that we have covers any raises or added positions that we may need, and things like that would be able to cover what we need.
Because I've been here for 3 years now, and I love the job that the students have done, the CAB and the Student Activities Board has done, all the clubs have done stuff, and I want to just make sure that provisions are made for them to continue to grow in the future and give back to the community.
Yes, and I thank you for having that consideration. I actually am a member of the Campus Activity Board, and that gave me a better opportunity to really make sure that this proposal will cover those things, because that's one of my greatest interests, besides my classes, of course, is my job and the activities that we do here on campus. I love being a part of, so I was focused on making sure that this proposal would cover enough for us to continue and expand to do more things on campus as well. So thank you for that consideration.
Thank you very much.
To add, I feel that we did take enough time considering the numbers carefully, so that we don't want to ask for too much and put a burden on the students. We are students ourselves, so we understand what that's like. But the number that we asked for, we will work with, and it will be enough to provide for what we need. And as time moves on, if we need to revisit it, that would be a better way to deal with things, to come back and talk about it instead of just saying, let's raise it this much and that'll be enough for sure. It's better for us to take these steps and actually see how things work out. And if we can improve, then if we need more, we can revisit it.
Right. Well, I'll just add one more thing on the inflation. The inflation rate is 2%. And since 1995, there were just two increases for $6 on the $12 basic fee. So the inflation on the $12 is about 20, it's actually 24 cents. So the raise will cover for that. And, well, the problem, the biggest problem that that we'll face with the fees is not the inflation. It's actually the decreasing in the amount of students, because since 2010, it's been about 700 decrease in the students. And that's very normal in these days because of the recession has just ended. We are actually, the economy is in a period of expansion since 2009. So that what's going on is that people are more going to work, earning more, and then actually going to college. So it is fair to increase it by that much because it's actually a cup of coffee.
Are there any further comments or concerns?
I call for the question.
Yeah, we can vote, right? So call for the vote.
I call for the vote. All in favor of this proposal?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Approval. I call for the approval of the minutes from last week as well.
I'll make that motion.
A second.
Do we have a discussion on that matter? Then I call for the vote. Everyone in favor of this motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? No? Motion passes. Do we have any other business to discuss today? Then I call for the adjournment of this meeting.
Motion Thank to you. Adjourn.
Can we do a motion on that? Move Thank to you. Adjourn.
Move second. To adjourn.
Oh, second.
Aye.
Aye.